Well, happy Friday, LifePoint listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, welcoming you to today's DriveCast. As we talk about a relevant topic for this time of year, making New Year's resolutions. You know, I heard a statistic that said 39% of Americans stick with a New Year's resolution, seeing it through to the end of the year. And that means 6 out of 10 get discouraged and quit. And local gym memberships and attendance skyrockets from January through mid-February. And in 6 weeks, though, you'll be able to get to your favorite machine without having to wait. Why all the failures? Why can't we seem to stick with our resolutions? We all know behavior modification isn't easy. And I can sum up most of my failures and my desire to break bad habits because I tried to change my behavior with willpower alone. And I fell into the cycle of maybe stringing 3 or 4 good days together, then relapse, then get angry at myself, and then I'm back to where I started. You know, the key learning for me is my own flesh and self-determination isn't strong enough to change my sinful behaviors. The good news, if you're a Christian, you don't have to go it alone. Listen to these words in John's Gospel, chapter 14. Jesus said to the disciples, "And I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him." Now here's the part I like. "But you know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you." So Christians have the third person of the Godhead, God the Holy Spirit, dwelling in us to be with us forever. Now that in itself is a month's worth of DriveCast, but I want to focus on the term helper. The term in the original language is parakletos, and it literally means one who comes alongside. Helper is a good translation, but I like one who comes alongside better, since lasting change in my behavior, true transformation, only occurs when I surrender to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to work through me. This is a learned skill. It has to be nurtured and cultivated daily. Jesus said in John 14, "You know him, for he dwells with you and is in you." The Holy Spirit is the catalyst in you that can bring about the change you desire if you tap into his power. You know, maybe I'm talking to someone today who's struggling with a particular sin in your life, and you've said to yourself, 2019's my year. I'm going to beat this thing. Well, self-awareness is part of the battle, but you're going to need more than self-determination. Additional strength and power, it isn't something you conjure up. It's available in the person of the Holy Spirit who's living in you. So let's take a moment and pray about it. You know, while you're driving, doing dishes, working out, just name that sin or specific behavior that you want to modify or you want to be forgiven for. And ask God right now to help you overcome it. Maybe you want to admit for years you've tried unsuccessfully to change. And you've come to realize that you can't do it on your own. Then ask the Holy Spirit to be the paraclete, to be the one who comes alongside in your life right now. Say to him, "Holy Spirit, I want to be aware of your presence. And I want you to do the work through me. Because I realize through your power is the only way lasting change is going to occur in my life." Amen. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Together, we're overcomers because the Holy Spirit lives in us. This is Pastor Jeff, hoping your Friday is productive as you offer it to God. Have a great weekend and see you back with us on Monday's DriveCast. God bless.